Namaste, yogis. Welcome to Yoga on the Go podcast. My name is Sansi, and I'll be your guide for your next 30 minutes of yoga practice. If you listen regularly, please leave me a review or visit my Patreon to contribute $3 a month to ongoing podcast episodes. This is much appreciated. Thank you to those of you who already do contribute. Enjoy your practice. Namaste, yogis. Welcome back. Today we're going to do a nice balanced flow focused with a little bit of emphasis on twisting. Twisting is such a beautiful way to release tension or wring out tension in the backs of our body, the side of our body, and the outer hips. And we'll also be getting a little bit into the shoulders as well today. So let's start together. We'll start seated today in Baddha Konasana, bound angle pose with the soles of the feet together and the knees open wide. And then just bring the hands onto the shins and press the hands into the shins to draw you forward, to lift the chest and to find length in the spine. Take a deep breath here. And then we'll lean back, draw the knees together, and float the legs into a boat pose with bent knees. Reach the arms forward and lift the chest. Keep the neck in line with the rest of the spine. And then press the hands, the palms of the hands away from you. And we'll reach both hands forward and to the right. So the left arm presses against the outside of the right knee. And then come back to center. And reach both arms forward and to the left. So the right arm presses to the outside of the left knee. We'll come back to center and we'll release and cross the right shin in front of the left shin for an easy cross-legged pose with the shins crossing directly and the feet drawing out past the knees. And we'll fold forward on a diagonal to the left over the left knee. Don't worry so much about the left hand or the left arm. You can just let that rest where it falls, but reach the right fingertips away from you. Take a deep breath into the right side of the body. And then we'll come all the way back upright. Lean back, float the legs, come back into Paripurna Navasana, bent legged boat pose. Reach the arms forward. Turn the palms to face forward, to face away from you. Fingertips are now towards the ceiling. And one more time, reach both arms forward and to the right. Left arm presses against the outside of the right knee. And we come back to center. Experience center first. And then across to the second side. Right arm outside left knee, both arms forward and to the left. Come back to center and we release. And for the last time, we come back into easy cross-legged, but with the left shin crossing in front. And then fold forward on a diagonal to the right, over the right knee. Give texture to the feet, flex the feet, press the outer edges of the feet into the mat. And reach the left fingertips away from you. On the next inhale, we'll come all the way back up to seated and transition to downward facing dog. Take a moment in downward dog. Slowly cycle out the legs, pedal out the feet, bend into alternate legs. Become aware of the breath. Keep the cadence of the breath steady, the same, regular, consistent breath. And let's inhale, lift our right leg, come to a three-legged dog, pelvis stays neutral. Shift forward and come into one-legged plank, right leg's lifting slightly away from the mat. Then bring the right leg almost to pigeon pose. So right knee is behind upper right arm and right ankle is aiming towards the left forearm. But the leg is still lifted away from the mat. So you have a little bit of abdominal work here. Then inhale, lift the right leg up behind you. Oh, rotate the top hip open, bend the knee and take that twist here. Notice if the left heel comes with you and let it stay heavy. Re-straighten the right leg, shift forward one more time into one-legged plank. Then bring the right knee almost into a pigeon pose. And then we'll let the right knee and the right leg come down into pigeon, left leg extends long behind you. Come down onto the left forearm and pivot the left forearm so the left hand can hold the top of the left of the right knee. And as the left hand holds the right knee, fingertips press into the knee and pull on the knee a little bit towards the midline. The knee resists this. Press the right hand onto the floor outside of the right knee. Lift the chest and take a gentle twist towards the right. Towards the side of your bent knee. And then we'll release that, plant the hands, tuck the back toes, lift the hips, come back to downward facing dog. We'll do all of that again on the second side. Left leg lifts, three-legged dog, keep the pelvis neutral, the legs straight and strong. Shift forward to a one-legged plank, the left leg's lifted just slightly up off the mat. Bring the left knee almost to pigeon pose, but keep the left shin, the left knee, the left foot hovering off the floor. And then inhale, lift the hips, lift the left leg, rotate the top hip open away from the bottom hip, and bend the knee, drop the heel, tuck the chin to look underneath the left armpit. We re-straighten the left leg, inhale. Shift forward to one-legged plank, exhale. Come back to that almost pigeon pose, drive the hands into the mat, and then release left leg to mat for pigeon pose for real. Extend right leg behind you. Come down onto the right forearm. Pivot the forearm so the right hand can take a hold of the left knee. Step the left hand outside of the left knee, probably off your yoga mat, and lift the chest, turn the chest towards the left-hand side, using the fingertips to press of the left hand to press down into the floor or the mat. And then we release, come back up onto the hands under shoulders, curl the back toes under and lift back up to downward facing dog. Take an inhalation, lift the heels, look forward towards the hands. Bend the knees, send the hips back, and step or hop or float all the way up to the top of your yoga mat. We'll come halfway, fingertips to the shins, draw the chest forward, and fold forward, exhale. We'll stand up, inhale, reach the arms overhead. Hands to prayer in front of the heart, exhale. One half salutation, inhale, reach the arms. Exhale, fold forward over the legs. Inhale, lift halfway. Bow forward, exhale. Rise to stand, inhale, reach through the fingers. Hands to prayer, exhale. Inhale, reach the arms overhead, Urdhva Hastasana. Exhale, fold forward over the legs, Uttanasana. Inhale, lift the chest halfway, Adho Uttanasana. Exhale, step the right foot back and bring the right knee to the mat. Inhale, reach the arms overhead, Anjaneyasana. Exhale, hands to the mat, step back to downward facing dog. Inhale from downward dog, lift the right leg, three-legged dog. Exhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Come all the way up into a high lunge. Bring the hands together in prayer, crescent lunge. And then we'll reach the left arm overhead. Bend the elbow, bring the left hand to the upper back. Reach the right arm behind you. Turn the arm in so the palm and the wrist face the ceiling. And bring the right hand to maybe meet the left hand, Gomukhasana arms. If you can't take a hold of the hands, no problem. You can use a strap or a belt, or you can just hold on to your clothing today. Take a breath here. Feel the containment of the front ribs, lift the chin. And then release the bottom arm. Bring the bottom hand to the hip crease here, bottom thumb, the right thumb to the right hip crease, and reach the left arm overhead. Use the right thumb on the hip crease to draw the right hip back, hug the right hip in, and as you straighten the left leg, reach the left arm forward, turn the torso to the right, left elbow outside right thigh. Press the hands together in prayer, and come into your twisted lunge here. Take another inhalation, and then we exhale, release both hands to the mat. Step the left foot forward between the hands, standing forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Fold forward, exhale. Stand up, inhale, reach the arms overhead. Hands to prayer, exhale. Inhale, we keep going, reach through the fingers, arms overhead. Exhale, we fold over the legs again. Lift halfway. Inhale, draw those shoulders down the back away from the ears. Exhale, left foot steps back, left knee to the mat. Inhale, reach your arms up. Anjaneyasana, low lunge. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step to downward facing dog. From downward dog, inhale, left leg float. Exhale, step left foot forward. Inhale, come into crescent lunge. Bring the hands into prayer here. Keep the breath steady and consistent. Reach the right fingers up overhead. Bend the right elbow, bring the right hand to the upper back. Reach the left arm behind you. Turn the arm in, palm and wrist face upwards. And then bring the left hand onto the back. Maybe fingers meet, and maybe they don't. Actually, doesn't really matter. Just doing you, grabbing a hold of the clothing or using a strap as you need. And then release the bottom arm, release the left arm. Bring the left thumb into your hip crease. Reach the right fingertips, the top arm, back up to the ceiling. Draw the left hip crease back. Hug the outer left hip in, straighten the right leg, lean forward, reach through the right fingertips, and then take the twist, right elbow outside left knee, press the palms together in prayer. Another inhalation, just feel the back leg strong, and you can let the right side of the pelvis, the back of the pelvis on the right, slide a little down. That allows many people a lot more ease in the deep lower back. Exhale, release the hands to the mat. Step the right foot forward and fold forward. Halfway, inhale. Fold forward, exhale. We rise, inhale, reach the arms. Hands to prayer, exhale. We'll keep going, inhale, arms overhead. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, halfway. And exhale, step straight back to your downward facing dog. Inhale from downward dog, lift the right leg up, three-legged dog. And then exhale, step the right foot, not all the way to the hands, just almost to the hands. So you have a short stance. Here is a really good time to use blocks. So if you have blocks, you can place blocks on either side of the right foot. And look at the back foot and ground the back heel down 45 degrees. So the back toes are facing out 45 degrees. Hands on the blocks or hands off the blocks, you choose. Inhale, lift the chest, lengthen the spine again like you're doing a halfway lift. Ground through the back heel. And now bring the right hand to the right hip crease, just as you were doing in your twist earlier. Draw the right hip crease back and hug the outer right hip in. Now you can keep your left hand on the floor inside the right foot, or on a block inside the right foot. Or you might choose to bring the left hand to the foot or outside the right foot. Yogi's choice. Take another inhalation. Feel the crown of the head extend forward, the left side of the body lengthen. And as you exhale, turn the torso to the right and maybe reach right fingertips to the ceiling for Parivritta Trikonasana, Revolve Trikonasana. You can allow the back of the pelvis on the left side to slightly drop down so the pelvis comes with you into the twist. It's your choice. And feel the outer hips hugging in or squeezing in towards one another. On your next exhale, release right hand to floor or block. Remove the block if you're using one. Bend the right knee and step back, downward facing dog. Second side, left leg floats, inhale. Step the left foot forward, almost to the hands, but not all the way to the hands. Use your blocks if you were using them or choose to use them. And ground your right heel, your back heel down onto the mat. Turn the right toes out slightly, about 45 degrees. Both hands are on blocks or on the floor, either side of the front foot. Lift the chest, lengthen here. Now bring left hand to left hip crease and choose the positioning of the right hand either inside the foot, on the foot, or to the outside of the foot. Maybe you even have the hand on the shin. You can experiment with that. Draw the left hip crease back. Inhale, find length. Exhale, hug left hip in. Turn the torso to the left and reach left fingertips to sky. You're allowing the pelvis to come with you into the twist if that feels more easeful for you. And then feel a hugging in around the outer hips like you have a belt around the hips cinching in. And then exhale, release left hand to the mat, bend the left knee, and we'll step back to downward facing dog. Take an inhalation in your downward dog and we'll release, exhale, lower the knees to the mat, shift your hips to one side and extend the legs out in front of you for Dandasana, staff pose. And let's start today with the left leg. So bend the left knee and bring the sole of the left foot on the mat, heel towards the sitting bone. And I like to give myself some space, usually about one fist between the inside of the left foot and the inside of the right thigh. Lovely. And today, we won't be going the way that you think we're going. You can bring the right fingertips to the mat behind you and reach the left arm up overhead. And from here, turn the torso away from the bent knee. So turn the torso towards the right. And allow the left arm to bend and hug in on the inside of that left knee, left fingertips to the ceiling, palm facing away from you. And turn to the right-hand side, gaze over right shoulder. Another inhale. Exhale, we'll release this twist, come back to center, and extend both legs in front of you for Dandasana again. And we'll do the second side. So bend the right knee, draw the right leg in, right sitting bone in towards the heel. Feel the left leg straight and strong, the left heel rooting down. Left fingertips behind you or on a diagonal back from the left hip. Reach the right fingertips up overhead so you're looking for that length in the spine. Using the arm to traction or leverage the spine nice and long. And then exhale, turn to the left and hook the right arm inside the bent knee, inside the right knee. Shift the gaze, turn the neck, gaze over or toward the left shoulder. And feel the back of the neck still long. Sometimes we tend to drop the head forward. So lengthening through the back of the head, back of the neck. Last inhale, then we exhale, release. Come back to Dandasana, extend both legs long in front of you. And now cross the ankles, shift forward, step back, and come back into downward facing dog. From downward dog, inhale, rock forward, come into plank pose. And exhale, lower all the way onto the belly for sphinx pose. So actually, this is the first time on our stomach today. Come up onto the forearms and let's interlace the hands today. Check that the elbows are under the shoulders. And just feel forearms pressed down, outer wrists pressed down. Feel the tops of the toes, the tops of the feet spread onto the mat. Feel the shoulders draw down the back. And then gently pull back with the interlaced hands to draw the heart forward. And it'll activate muscles in the upper back and help to lengthen the spine. And gently lift the lower belly in towards the spine. So you're not feeling all the sensation in the lower back. Take another inhale, last inhale in Sphinx today. And exhale, release that. Bring the hands alongside you, fingertips in line with the middle of the chest. Draw the shoulders down the back. Feel the shoulder blades draw onto the back towards one another like they're coming together. Press into the hands and lift the chest. Cobra pose. Take an extra breath in your cobra pose. You might not be going high, but even if you're coming all the way into full cobra, the elbows will stay bent. And then exhale, lower all the way down, open the elbows wide, stack the hands, and rest the forehead on the backs of the hands. And even if you don't know where your sacrum is or your tailbone is, just take a deep inhale all the way down to the base of the spine where the spine and the pelvis meet one another. And we'll shift the hands back alongside the chest, curl the toes under, lift the knees away from the mat, press to plank on the exhale. Stay in plank for the inhale and lift the hips up and back, downward dog, exhale. And this is our last downward facing dog. Lower the knees to the mat, shift the hips to one side, shift the feet to one side, and come to lay down on your back and we'll take bridge pose. As you come onto your back, bend the knees, bring the feet onto the mat and feel the feet maybe about as wide as the outsides of the hips, maybe a little wider. And as you're ready, press into the feet and lift the hips and the rest of the spine follows. Come all the way into bridge pose. And let's roll onto the outer. If you have the space today, come onto the outer edges of the shoulders, interlace the hands and enjoy. Feel the chest lifting towards the chin as the back of the head is firmly connected with the mat. Take another inhale. Exhale, if you have the hands interlaced, release them and come all the way back down onto the mat. We'll take one more, inhale, laying on the mat. Exhale, press into the feet, lift the pelvis, lift the rest of the spine up off the mat. Choose to interlace the hands if you prefer. If you don't have the space to interlace the hands, then you can just hold the outside edges of the mat. This is a lovely variation. Feel the engagement of the back of the body and the lengthening of the front of the body. Last inhale and bridge, and exhale, down we come. Bring the soles of the feet together, knees wide, and rest the hands on the insides of the thighs. Supta Baddha Konasana. Take a moment here just to observe the effects of the practice throughout the body. Observe the breath and allow the thoughts to just pass through the mind. When you're ready, you can either stay here or extend the legs long for a final shavasana. Allow yourself to take just a couple of minutes here, practicing surrender, maybe even a sense of vulnerability. From surrender and vulnerability, so many beautiful things can be born, so allow yourself to feel this, to experience this. Thank you for joining me today, yogis. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Namaste.